This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Tuesday, December 30th, 2014. Let's go back to your phone calls in this segment. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by John Rappaport to talk about his article on what's really going on with GMO and how we really should approach this in a wise fashion. But let's go right now to your calls. Let's go to Brian in Mississippi. You want to talk about the Austin driving law that's going to take effect in 2 days. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Knight?
Doing good.
You are a great host. I do have to agree with the other caller on that one.
Well, thank you. Are you in Austin?
Hi.
No, you're not in Austin. You're in Mississippi. So what, have you got something similar actually, like that in the Mississippi?
I went through Austin the other day, delivered in Texas. I'm a commercial truck driver. And one thing that I've learned listening to Alex is they use certain areas to test everything on. Like in racing, they test the durability of parts and cars and aerodynamics before they put it in the market. In trucking, they test everything else. In truck driving, if I get a ticket for holding my phone, talking on it, texting, whatever, it is a $2,750 fine to the driver.
Wow.
And if you look at the history of different aspects of trucking, like used to the driver's license, federal courts ruled to drive a personal vehicle, you have a right to travel. So you do not have to have a driver's license.
Yes.
To drive a car.
Yes.
But because it's considered commercial activity, you had to have what is a chauffeur's license. Then they, over the years, changed it where everybody has to have a driver's license. Then you look at the fuel tax. We have what's called the IFTA, International Fuel Tax Trade Agency, Fuel Tax Agency.
Mm-hmm.
They tax us by the mile on our fuel, and we pay into IFTA, and each state gets their cut. Now, I've heard Alex talk about it. They're talking about taxing cars by the mile.
Yes.
Everything they implement in trucking, they gradually implement in the private area, just like we have onboard recording devices, like I have a Qualcomm where I use my logbook. They implemented that in the cars.
And they're going to take that log and they're going to pass it on to our insurance companies who will say, well, you know, we thought you were taking that curve a little bit too fast or you were accelerating too much, even if you didn't break the speed limit by 1 or 2 miles per hour. So we're going to raise your rates. So they're going to drive people out of their cars because they want to control transportation. Go ahead.
You are correct. I would love to talk to your reporters, one of your reporters, about this because that Qualcomm, the company knows how fast I go every leg of my trip. They get speed reports. They get sensors. If you brake too hard, take a curve too fast, everything. And I can get screenshots of my Qualcomm device. But everything they've implemented in trucking, they are implementing into the personal private arena.
Well, you know, I think it's just amazing. You're talking about a $2,750 fine if you get a ticket for using your cell phone. Of course, then the city of Austin is going to tack on another $500. So you can get about a $3,250 fine just in that one for that one thing. I just find that to be outrageous. But I also think it's outrageous that they would extend this even further into talking to somebody in the passenger seat, adjusting your radio control knob. I mean, when are we going to say we've had enough?
It's revenue generating. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and it's control. And they're going to use that to force you out of your car. And, of course, all these systems of self-driving cars are all going to use vehicle-to-vehicle communication. So they're going to be broadcasting the direction and the speed that your car is going to the cars surrounding you. And, of course, they're going to be storing that and broadcasting that back to the government. They're going to store it and send it back to the insurance company. It's a very insidious thing for the government to control transportation. We should be very much afraid of that, just like we should be concerned about the government exerting its control over the Internet. We saw the FCC move to say, we have regulatory authority here in the fight over net neutrality. Now we're going to see them using the copyright laws to try to set up an internet kill switch yet again for probably the sixth or seventh time. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with John Rappaport.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Joining us now is John Rappaport. Of course, I wanted to talk to him about an article that went up on December 27th talking about the war on labeling of GMO. What's really behind it? Who are the players? What's the hidden agenda? And really, how do we stop GMO most effectively? And I'm going to go back to your calls after the interview with John, so if you've been hanging for a while, I apologize, but we'll try to get back to those calls as soon as we talk to John. But I really wanted to get John Rappaport's take on this and have him break down this article because it came out over the holidays, and so we're just talking about it. It's a slow news cycle. A lot of people don't get the information that comes out over the holidays. That's why the government dumps so much information. That's why they pass such overreaching legislation on the Christmas holidays between Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Joining us now is John Rappaport. Welcome, John.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Now, this article I thought was very interesting because you kind of break down the difference between the approaches of voluntary labeling versus mandatory labeling. You know, we can have a situation in Whole Foods where they want to voluntarily label this as this is GMO-free. The flip side of that would be forcing everybody who has GMO to say that it's got GMO inside of it. That's one battle that's been going on. But talk about who's behind that. Talk about this new bill from Congressman Pompeo.
Well, this bill would actually make it illegal all over the United States for any entity, whether it's a county or a state, to label GMOs in any mandatory way. So it would wipe out entire premise of the ballot initiatives that have been put on or legislative laws passed at any level. And that's what's at stake. And I thought when I first heard of this that it was absurd to think that this would ever pass. But in conversations with several people since then who are knowledgeable on the subject, they warned me that there is a chance that this thing could gather steam and actually pass through Congress.
Yeah, I would think that the Republican majority there is going to be friendlier to this than the Democrats would have been. Is that your take on it?
I think so, although Henry Waxman, who is a departing congressman who's retiring, looks like he may have brought some Democrats on board here. It's quite possible. So if that happens, we could be in real trouble.
Well, let's talk about the labeling issue in the first place. Now, a lot of people might look at this and say, well, I think it's a good idea for Whole Foods to create a market niche by voluntarily labeling their stuff. That's a market-driven approach versus the government coming in and trying to mandate labeling laws. But there's a lot more behind this. Explain to us why that is. Things are not exactly as they seem with that.
Yeah. Look at it this way. On one side, you've got the people who say, we want to pass mandatory labeling laws that say what's in the food, in the sense that it's going to say this product contains GMOs, genetically modified organisms. Okay. On the other side, you got the people who are saying, well, we're going to do this voluntarily, but we're going to do it in a different way. We're going to say this product is non-GMO or GMO-free.
Mm-hmm.
These two things do not coexist well together. If one side really, especially if mandatory labeling gains the upper hand, if that ever happened across America, then the people who are voluntarily labeling would really be out of business on that score because there would be no need for what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that happens to be a $1 million business, what they're doing. Not only is Whole Foods creating a niche for themselves by saying, well, we've got now 20,000 or 30,000 products that have no GMOs in them. But in order for them to say that, they're sending these products to the non-GMO project, which in turn contracts with labs to do all sorts of testing. This is a multi-million dollar business that would shrink down very, very small if mandatory labeling came in. So this led me to question, you know, who really wants what here? Is Whole Foods, for example, really in favor of mandatory labeling? Or do they obviously realize that this would put a big crimp in their approach to the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
And what I've discovered is that people are not always saying what they really believe.
They're not always who they seem to be, are they? This whole thing about Scott Faber, as you pointed out in your article, executive director of Just Label It, the preeminent organization dedicated to mandatory labeling of GMO foods. But he's also working on the other side, and he has some very he speaks out in praise of GMO. So here's a guy saying, well, we need to label it, but then he is actually seems to be for GMO. At the same time.
Yeah. And not only that, but in his former position, he was a vice president of the Grocery Manufacturers Association of America.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, this is the group that's poured millions of dollars, also committing, illegal acts, to defeat mandatory labeling in Washington, Colorado, California, Oregon. So you know, this is a guy who's been talking out of both sides of his mouth. What is he doing being the executive director of Just Label It when prior to that he was trying to defeat labeling?
It's what we see over and over again, isn't it, John? We see people who are working. We see one group that is controlling both sides of the issue. Somebody like Scott Faber is the perfect example of that. Somebody who says, well, I'm going to head up the commission or the organization for mandatory labeling. Meanwhile, he's got connections to the industry, and he makes an amazing statement that you've got here. He says, we do not oppose genetically modified food ingredients. We think there's many promising applications of genetically modified food ingredients. I'm an optimist that the promises that were made by the producers of the technology will ultimately be realized. We'll have traits, blah, blah, blah. He goes on with all this praise of GMO. This is the guy who's out there pushing for labeling. So maybe if we look at this, we start to realize that as they do in all of these issues, whether it's the presidential election where they control both the Republican and the Democrat, they're controlling both sides of this labeling issue. And now they're tired of playing games. They don't want to spend money, even though they've had a long string of successes with the money they've poured into it, with the illegal practices that they've done around these elections. They've had nothing but successes fighting mandatory labeling, but they're tired of doing that. They don't want to go to court and have a long legal battle with the Vermont legislature. They're just going to stop it all from Washington because that's where they can exercise complete corporate control, isn't it?
Absolutely. And not only that, from the statement you just read, this gets to the heart of the matter. Banning GMOs.
Exactly.
I mean, we know, and there are studies that indicate both serious health dangers from the genetically modified elements in our food now, which are everywhere, plus the accelerated use, the huge, gigantic use of Roundup, which contains glyphosate, which is a highly toxic chemical that is necessary for much of this GMO food, especially from Monsanto, because the crops are engineered to withstand the toxic attack of Roundup. So you keep spraying lots and lots of this on food. Well, this stuff blows all over the country, this toxic pesticide. And then on top of that, the GMO elements in food are drifting from plant to plant, food to food, everywhere. And so as long as Monsanto and the other giant biotech companies can play this kind of holding action, oh, label it, don't label it, let's argue about that back and forth, they accomplish what really is a fait accompli, which is the entire country is now drenched in poison and GMOs are everywhere, so they've won. And I've been writing about this over and over again. The whole anti-GMO movement from the beginning should have been about banning GMOs.
Absolutely. And that's where we've had the success. We had that success in the last election in Hawaii. They spent $8 million in Hawaii to try to stop a ban. And I think it was just one county, wasn't it, John? And they lost that. Because the people there were informed about it. And there's been several localized bans on GMO production. That's why I wanted to have you on, because I think that's the most important thing. We need to change the mentality and not get distracted by this labeling war. As you pointed out, they'll create a situation where they control, they'll offer you a false dichotomy. This is what they do with everything. Well, it's either label it or don't label it. And they get everybody fighting over the label it or don't label it. Meanwhile, they continue with their experimentation, with their production. And as you pointed out, you're getting cross-pollinization. You're getting overblown pesticides that are having effect. And it's not just the glyphosate. There's also the component, one of the major components of Agent Orange, 2,4-D. And that's something that Dow Chemical is doing. They've genetically modified seeds that are supposedly going to survive that. But, of course, if it oversprays into your vineyard, and that's been happening here in Texas, it destroys those plants because it's a defoliant. It's what they use it for in Agent Orange. So they're killing the neighboring plants. They had a situation here in Texas where the guy had tried to make a deal with his neighbor that he was getting overspray with this 2,4-D. It was killing his vineyard. And he said, please don't do that. The guy said, well, it's a lot cheaper than the other pesticides that I can use. So you're going to pay me the difference? If you pay me the difference, essentially blackmailing him, saying you pay me the difference I would for this more expensive pesticide over the 2,4-D, and I'll use the other pesticides. So the guy's having to pay him the difference to keep him from killing his crops and overspray.
Wow. And that's just about plants and food and crops. It's not about human bodies and the health effects that these pesticides wreak on humans. So, you know, we're dealing with chemical warfare here and GMO warfare. So this is what I've been trying to emphasize. You've got Josephine County, Jackson County in Oregon, who have banned GMOs.
Hang on, John, before you get into that, we got to take a commercial break. We're going to be right back with John right before. We're going to continue talking about the real strategy we need to approach stopping.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your house is dark. Vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to John Rappaport. And we had an article that went up December 27th on Infowars.com, The Secret GMO War. double agents, betrayal, and, of course, greed. And that's really what they always offer us, isn't it? They give us two choices. In this case, it's to label the food as being GMO-free or to mandatorily label the food as having GMO. So they give us this choice of two options. And then they control both options as double agents, the same way they control the political process, giving us two phony choices and controlling both of those options. Now, I think that was important enough in the story, but I wanted to talk to John Rappaport because he suggested that we're getting distracted by these false two choices, and we need to really focus on stopping GMO production. And, John, you were just getting into that when we had to go take a commercial break. Go ahead and continue.
Yes. We had two counties in Oregon, Josephine and Jackson, that banned any GMOs in the county. We had Humboldt in California. Then we had Maui County, which enacted a temporary block on further GMO pesticide development by Monsanto and Dow. Mm-hmm. Now, all of this has been challenged to some degree. I mean, we've got a big case going on now in Maui, and a suit filed by Monsanto. We don't know what the outcome is going to be. Oregon has responded by passing a law signed by the governor that says no more of this banning in any county in Oregon. Hmm. That's not going to happen anymore.
Wow.
It's all on a state level. So what we're seeing here, you see, counties have the right to ban GMOs. It's a county movement.
And it's a trespass against your private property, as we're talking about, not with just with Monsanto stuff, but, of course, the Dow Chemicals 2,4-D, with the component of Agent Orange, one of the two major components of Agent Orange, overspraying into neighboring farms and defoliating those farms. So it's a trespass onto these people. They should have a right to legislate against that kind of trespass.
And now what we're seeing is, you see, the states are trying to assert their authority over the counties. Mm. And if the state doesn't do it, the federal government will do it.
Yes.
And it's all by this misinterpretation of the so-called Supremacy Clause in the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, which says that basically federal laws trump everything, or the bigger government entity controls the smaller. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if the citizens of a county are being poisoned, if their livelihoods are being destroyed, and if these genetic elements are entering the food supply with their own health dangers, then that trumps everything, because the whole basis of the law is that you have the right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, you know, to survive.
And I would argue that the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, which were enacted after the Supremacy Clause, take precedent. And
absolutely,
also, they define what the jurisdiction of the federal government is for that supremacy. So we have jurisdiction. We have a later precedent set in the Constitution and the law, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. People have the right at both the state level, at the county level, to enact laws that protect themselves against trespass, against poison, if you will.
This is the coming battle. Mm-hmm. We're in it right now. You know, do people who live in a local community have the right to protect themselves from harm? Or can the government say, because we're the superior entity, you have to suffer and die? It's that simple.
Yeah.
And so this is the struggle, and it's going on right now in the United States and probably in other countries as well on local levels that we don't even hear about. But here in the U.S., this is a major fight that we're in. It not only involves GMOs and pesticides, but other things as well. But since we're talking about this, mm-hmm. it's the right of a group of people in a community to say, this corporation can't operate here. You can't grow this type of crop because we know it's dangerous. And we don't care what you say about your knowledge of the science and how you're experts. We know that's all lies.
Yeah, they can cook the test, and they always do. Just as we saw with the GMO test of the rats that came out of France. Those were the ones that developed tumors all over their bodies, those grotesque pictures. Those came from rats where the experiment was continued for a reasonable amount of time. But Monsanto had already done their study. It was for a very short time, so they didn't see those kind of effects. They cook the books, they fund the studies, and then they come in and say, we know better than you. But people need to make that decision. Just as you pointed out, John, that's a transcendent principle in our government that the Declaration of Independence had, that we have the rights, the fundamental rights of life and liberty, that we create the government to protect those rights. And any government that is destructive of those rights is not legitimate, and it's our duty to alter or abolish that government. We're going to be right back with John Rappaport. This is the fight. The fight is not over whether it's going to be labeled that it's free or has GMO, but whether we're going to have GMO produced. Stay with us. We'll be right back with John Rappaport.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality, storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk along
the avenue. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today, and joining us is John Rappaport. He's graciously consented to stay with us a few more minutes into this segment, and then we're going to go back to your calls. And, of course, we're talking about his article that he put up, the secret double war going on about labeling, showing how people are working both sides of this issue, the labeling issue. And, of course, it's all being controlled from the top. They want to stop any further ballot initiatives across the country that might affect mandatory labeling. They want to make that illegal outside of what from the Washington directives, and they want to shut down any banning of GMO production at the state level. This is something that really impinges on our fundamental right to life. as well as property rights, as well as trespass onto neighboring farms. We should be able to do this at the local level, at the state level. And, John, I wanted to touch on some of the other articles that have come up in the last couple of days as well that really kind of show the corporate overreach of these people. If the audience doesn't really understand the science behind it, and I think we should clarify that we're talking about transgenic genetic modification that's very different than selective breeding that people have been doing throughout human history, where you take things of the same species and you modify characteristics by selective breeding. No, this is transgenic. They're taking genes of completely different species and manipulating them and combining them in a way that would never happen in nature. That ought to concern everybody about just the science of it, if they really understand the potential for abuse, the potential even for mistakes, the potential for collapsing our entire food supply. But there's also an overreaching greed factor here. That was the last part of your title in the article that we had up on InfoWars, the greed. And when I look at this article that came up also over the weekend, seed libraries are struggling with state laws limiting exchanges. And they're talking about, in this particular incident, Duluth, Minnesota. They say it surprised gardeners and seed library officials who never thought about the intricacies of state seed laws. And the very last line of this article says, advocates of seed sharing programs have said they don't necessarily blame agricultural departments, but they express frustration that laws focus on the needs of modern hybrid seed producers while limiting age-old person-to-person seed exchanges. See, we're not going to be allowed to grow our own food because Monsanto and Dow need to make a profit, don't they, John?
Yes, and Monsanto and Dow are basically saying you can't share because we own it.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, and if we don't already own it, we're going to figure out a way to insert genes in it and patent those genes so we do own it. I mean, this is one of the oldest traditions on earth. It's farmers, families sharing seeds. And all of a sudden, well, you mean there's a law against this? Yes, of course, because you're violating this and you're violating that and so on and so forth. And you scratch your head and say, this is completely insane. Where is this coming from? Well, where it's coming from is governments on a state and federal level colluding with these mega giant corporations like Monsanto and Dow to basically own the food supply and say, you've got to come to us to get all of your seeds.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that they don't even have to go in and genetically modify the food product in order for these guys to claim ownership. We have an article that just came up today, John. Monsanto is trying to patent natural tomatoes that they didn't even modify, and they just got that struck down by the European Patent Office. And so the Europeans have been pretty good in terms of pushing back on this, the Europeans as well as the Russians. They're blocking this genetic modification onslaught that's coming from these American corporations. But here in America, they just roll over and die. And so I think that's another aspect of it. We're going to see, just as they decided they didn't want to fight state by state, county by county, against labeling laws, against production bans, and so they take it to Washington, they're now taking their fight to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, to the Transatlantic Trade Partnership. They're going to enact these international treaties that are going to supersede even the national governments in order to push their products on different regions that right now are rejecting those products.
Absolutely. So they will claim violations if you share seeds. And they won't be claiming it at a national level. They'll say, this is a treaty violation. You can't do this because we control the food supply. That's where they're going with this. Mm-hmm. To control the food supply, which means essentially you then decide who eats, who doesn't eat, who dies, who lives.
Yes.
That's the biggest framework, which yes. is the globalistic framework behind all this.
Do you really want to give a few worldwide multinational mega corporations absolute and total control of the food supply? Maybe that's the way some of the people can understand the danger behind this. There's one more article I wanted to talk to you about, John, and get your take on it. There was an article up on Infowars.com, a Noah's Ark. Russia is going to build the world's first DNA data bank of all living things. Now, this is not just seeds. We've had a millennial seed vault that Bill Gates has got some involvement in. But now they're doing this with living organisms, and this is something that Russia is doing. What do you think is behind this? Some people have speculated that maybe it's them trying to prepare for the possibility of nuclear war, as we see the United States trying to build increasing tension and conflict with the Soviet Union. But maybe they're concerned about the GMO getting out of control and the chimeras that might be coming out of that and losing that in animals, just as they're concerned about losing it in the plant kingdom. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think they are very frightened and confused to some degree, but they're getting smarter in Russia. They realize that with this massive spread of GMOs all over the world, everything is now contaminated with gene drift from plant to plant. So they want to preserve as much as possible original seeds, traditional DNA on all levels, because they know this doesn't just stop with plants. The whole globalist idea, technocratic ideas, eventually we're going to be talking in the same way we're talking about plants now, about genetically engineering human beings and animals.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying, okay, we have to retrench here. We have to create a vault where we have original DNA, because this is spiraling out of control completely. And one more thing I would add, and that is people in the United States are largely ignorant of everything that we're talking about here, because the press coverage is so minimal because it's being suppressed. You go into other media outlets around the world, the Monsanto GMO pesticide, patenting the food supply, et cetera, putting farmers out of business by the millions. This is major, major news.
And it's not just putting them out of business. In India, they're committing suicide because Monsanto has made it impossible for them to stay in business. And that's the way they react to it, these poor farmers who have essentially lost everything, because of Monsanto's corporate greed and their genetically modified program, essentially ruining their crops where they can't grow anything at all. But that's the thing I think that we really need to focus on, is that, and you pointed this out in your article, if they get us fighting over this labeling, whether they're going to label it or not, meanwhile they keep producing this, meanwhile it keeps spreading, it keeps contaminating natural products. And that's the real danger, is that while we're looking at the label, whether it says it's got it or it says it doesn't have it, while that's going on and we're fighting about that, they continue with their development and this stuff is spreading out of control. That's the real thing that I think concerns everybody, and maybe that's what's concerning Russia.
I think that's true. I recently came across a list of pesticides and herbicides that were being sprayed on the island of Kauai. And this was a list that was prepared blow by blow, company by company, hour by hour, day by day for a year. And what it detailed was what the chemicals are. These are all experiments that are going on Kauai. And the list was absolutely overwhelming. I mean, I've never heard of most of these chemicals in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, I had a PhD bioscientist out there telling me, plus, there are secret chemicals that nobody knows about.
Wow. Wow. And that's another good point, because when we look at the GMO, the non-GMO project and their GMO-free label, what that's looking at is strictly genetic modification. If they're putting a pesticide, a new pesticide that nobody's ever heard of before, if it's an inorganic chemical, of course it's not going to be genetically modified. You don't genetically modify inorganic chemicals. So they can still spray that on the GMO-free, quote-unquote, project that they're selling at Whole Foods at a premium. It could still be covered with inorganic pesticides, and it would be labeled as GMO-free. So there's a lot of deliberate, I think, confusion within these labels. And an organic product, of course, it would not have any pesticides, and there is some monitoring of whether or not there's a GMO component in the organic label. But if it's a commercial label that was created for the grocery stores to have a niche, this non-GMO project, they can have pesticides as long as they're not genetically modified.
Right. So the consumer says, well, this is the best thing I can do is to buy non-GMO.
Yes.
That's what he believes. Pesticides present, Could be, yeah, sure. Why not? Of course. And is it organic? Is it the same thing as organic? No. He doesn't understand these distinctions. Mm-hmm. The labels end up confusing people to the point where they give up, and then they just go about their business buying whatever they want to. And in the meantime, the whole insane technology and poisoning expands.
And that's why I think the mandatory labeling is simpler, because it's just a list of ingredients. And, of course, GMO should be considered to be an ingredient because it's got transgenic ingredients added to this natural product. I think it is quite natural to call it an ingredient. But thanks so much for joining us, John, and thanks for pointing that out. I think people really need to understand that where we have had the success, of course, and where we really need to fight them is in banning the production of this stuff, because if we start just looking at the superficial label, it's going to continue to spread out of control, and it's going to be just a couple of corporations that are going to have total control of the food supply. And once they collapse it, I guess they'll have the control of the seed vault and the control of the animal DNA. I don't know. But thank you so much for joining
us. That's where it's going. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I want to get back to some of your calls now. We've had several of you hanging for a very long time. Let's go to Rich in California. Rich?
Hello.
Hey, you want to talk about Fukushima?
Yes, you mentioned the Fukushima nuclear disaster earlier.
Yes.
The reason I'm calling, I heard about a method of decontaminating fuel rods. It's called Brown's gas. I understand that the Chinese Navy uses this stuff to decontaminate fuel rods, spent fuel rods from nuclear submarines. What you do is you combine atoms of oxygen and hydrogen. And anyway,
are they using that technique now? And if not, why aren't they using that technique?
I have no idea. And I heard about it a while ago. I've talked to everybody in town here I could, and I've tried getting on your show for several times, but I finally made it through. But anyway, I would be more than happy to send you this information. I'm a senior citizen. I live in a trailer in the Santa Cruz Mountains, not too far from, very close to the Pacific Ocean, and that nuclear stuff is heading my way. And
so you say it's a technique to decontaminate the fuel rods, right? But what about our own health? Does it help us any with our own individual health?
That I don't know. However, the contaminated fuel rods certainly aren't doing us any good. And what I'm suggesting is perhaps you or Alex, I'll send you the material. If you just read this, you...
I'll be happy to read it. Hang on, and they'll get your information, and actually I'll let them give you my email address, and you can send that to me. Thank you so much for pointing that out. I guess the real problem, of course, is can we get any honest information about what's going on? As I pointed out earlier in the show, there's an article that's up on the Drudge Report that the Fukushima radiation is supposed to peak by the end of 2015. I thought it wasn't even really a problem. I thought they were telling us that all the animals that were dying in the Pacific Ocean, that was because of increased ocean temperatures or something like that. When the radiation readings that people were getting as they were doing their own readings, those were not valid because they weren't coming from bona fide sources. So we've been reporting on this. We've been seeing the effects of this, and yet they have been denying that it's really essentially going on. Nevertheless, we've seen Oregon State University research that showed that albacore tuna radiation levels tripled off of Oregon right after Fukushima. And it all presumes that they're going to get this under control, that it's not going to just continue to flow radiation out into the Pacific Ocean. I haven't seen any evidence that they have it under control or that they've got it so much under control that something else couldn't make it accelerate or start up again. That's one of the reasons why the former head of the Nuclear Regulatory Agency said that, in his perspective, we ought to shut down all nuclear power plants in America and redesign them so they don't have this same fundamental flaw that we saw in Fukushima. And I think he's exactly right. I'm also very concerned about the long-term effects of storage. How do you calculate the expense of that? How do you control it for hundreds of generations? I guess it's several thousand years. I forgot what the half-life of these different chemicals are. But when you look at the the power plants and how long you have to monitor the radioactive byproducts of that, the nuclear waste. Who's going to pay for that? Who's going to keep that safe? What kind of technology is going to last for 1,000 years or 3,000 years to keep this safe? Those are the kinds of questions we should be asking of the nuclear power industry. But, of course, Obama wants to shut down coal, and nuclear is his choice. There's a lot of green groups that say it's the greenest source of power because why? It doesn't have the infamous CO2. Well, you know what? CO2 can be breathed in by plants, but they can't breathe in radioactive plutonium. Let's go on to Jeff in New Mexico. Go ahead, Jeff.
How you doing, David? God bless you.
Thank you.
I have a couple comments, and then I'll be as brief as possible. I'm an ordained minister. I've been awake now for a few years, thanks to you guys there at Infowars.com. I want to read, you know, Romans chapter 13. You mentioned that earlier. Verse 1 and 2, very briefly, it says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God, the powers that are ordained of God." And then it goes on in verse 2 and says, "Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation." Now, our pastor, of course, is an awake pastor, et cetera, at my church. I was a pastor for 5 years. That higher power under God is the Constitution of the United States, which the globalist, our country, is ignoring. Second of all, I'd like to say this. I want to praise Oxy Powder, first of all. That has done wonders. I'm on my second bottle now. And people need to wake up and realize that the Bible has all the answers for our health and all the answers for what's going on in our country and the world today.
Well, that's true. And I don't want to second guess the plants and animals that God has created. I don't think we should be combining them in unknown ways to create these chimera. That's what really concerns me. That's why I think we ought to start creating a DNA.
GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in this final segment. Tuesday, December 30th, 2014. I want to go back to your calls. We've got Mark in California has been on hold a very long time. Thanks for holding, Mark. What did you want to talk about?
Yeah, before we get into the upcoming debate with Alex Jones and Bill Ayers, I'd like to say that I spoke with the general manager of Family Radio, Tom Evans, mm-hmm. who I've known for years. He took over for Mr. Camping, Harold Camping, and he said that he would be willing to have a phone interview with, I told him about Alex Jones's phone interview with Dr. Wakefield of the CDC and Dr. Thompson. And Family Radio has many radio stations. They are a Christian radio station. I did not work for Family Radio. But Tom Evans, I'm not good on the computer, so if you could tell somebody there at Infowars.com that is good on the computer to contact Dr. Wakefield, okay, mm-hmm. and Thompson, they will get an interview over a bunch of radio stations with, it's called a public service announcement.
Good. Yeah, that's a message that needs to get out there. There was just an article that came out yesterday saying that they estimate that at the current rate that autism is exploding, they expect to see half of the kids come down with autism by 2025. About half of our children will be affected by autism. It's just exploded. It's amazing how rapidly that has increased.
Yeah, and if you want my last name, too, and phone number for, you know, because Tom knows me, and, of course, Mr. Camping's in heaven now, so he can't be reached, but would that help?
Sure. Go ahead and give it to them, and they can take that information and they can pass that along. Thank you so much. Was there anything else that you wanted to cover?
Yeah, on the bill, when is that going to be with Bill Ayers, the debate?
That was going to be, we had Bill Ayers was scheduled to come on, and then I wound up doing that show that week. That was a Friday, and that's been delayed, and I don't know what the new date is for that, but I'm no firm date yet. I was just told by Nico. So I don't know when that's going to be, that had to be rescheduled, but stay tuned. It's going to happen. Okay? And it should be an interesting debate. That's what I'm going to want to hear. Is there anything else, Mark? Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Let's go to Melvin in South Dakota. You want to talk about some about 2015? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a first time caller, and I've just became introduced to the products that you've got there. I'm very pleased with the efficacy and the advanced formulations. But I'm thinking about 2015 and the question the other day about what was expected to be the most significant events occurring in 2015. And it looks to me like the continued economic destabilizations mm-hmm. are going to be the on the plate. And with ongoing provocations and tripwires for a government to react and to create a provocation for a war. And I believe that the answer to that is that our nation needs to immediately align with the BRIC nations and get off of this Asia pivot baloney and start getting onto the fast track of reindustrialization and development rather than manipulation of the monetary systems in order to try to create,
Well, that's going to be difficult because, this whole thing was a concoction of the Federal Reserve, and the BRICS have been essentially set up to try to counteract this this petrodollar situation that's there. So I don't really see them joining. But there is going to be an effort to try to join all the different countries together. It's called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnerships, these regional trade agreements. They have created regional trading blocks, and now they're going to start combining those regions into a global government. And it's not just about trade. It's going to be about internet freedom. It's going to be about whether we can control our food supply and many, many other issues. It's a massive instrument that we have have to watch out for. Well, that's it for today's show. Join us tonight at 7 p.m. for the InfoWars Nightly News. And don't forget, we have the year-end special, just $29.95. You can get 7 months for free and have access to all of the documentaries. Well, join us tonight, and we'll be back tomorrow at 11 Central.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLive.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.